Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
This is Free Range with Von Miller, the podcast where I step outside the lines and I take you with me. Each week, we're talking everything from the biggest stories around the league to the biggest stories off the field. This isn't your average sports podcast. This is game meets culture, locker room meets living room, and no topic is off limits. So if you're into good conversations that ruffle a few feathers, join me every Wednesday and follow Free Range with Von Miller everywhere you get your podcast.
Game is Big Dummy 206-803 Rock. Steve, who is our next contestant ready to play the big game?
Hello, Andrea. Welcome to the
big
men's room.
Big Dummy.
Hola.
Hola. Hola.
Andrea, are you sober or not sober?
Not sober.
Not sober, Andrea. Okay. All right, Andrea, our men's room poll for one day. Will you go commando? Do a sweatshirt, sans a t-shirt, no socks, or a captain's hat?
I'm going to go commando.
Going commando.
All right.
When's the last time you went commando?
Whenever the last time I wore leggings was, which was pretty recently.
All right. Yeah, if you're wearing it, it's kind of like long underwear anyway.
Is it?
Yeah.
For the most part. Like, if you're going skiing, you really don't need underwear under it.
You know. All right there, Commando Andrea. Here is your question. Now, if you were just with us, we all learned that big concrete Jesus... he's the new seventh wonder of the world, located in Brazil. Now we go. We want to know, what is the only ancient seven wonder of the world that still exists? The Christ Redeemer is part of the modern seven wonders of the world, but then there's seven ancient wonders of the world.
Oh, is that what you're asking me?
Uh huh. What is the only ancient seven wonder of the world still in existence? You've heard of it.
Is it way, way back?
Way back. So okay. I think the oldest new seven wonder of the world is the Great Wall of China, to give you an idea. So
that's newest.
That's the oldest of the new, right? So this is older than that.
Is it holiday related?
Yeah. No.
Or where their location is? No.
Stonehenge?
That's not a bad guess. That was on my radar. A great pyramid.
I was going to say the Easter Island heads.
Oh, no. In this case, it is the Great Pyramid of Giza.
Yes!
In Egypt.
Okay. Mm.
So the ancient ones are the Great Pyramid of Giza, the Hanging Gardens of Babylon, the Statue of Zeus, the Temple of Artemis, the Mausoleum at something I cannot
read. Like, is the Roman Colosseum in the newer ones, or the Leaning Tower of Pisa, or any of that crap?
Roman Colosseum definitely is. I'm not sure about the Leaning Tower of Pisa.
Okay.
You know what they need to add in there?
What?
Crater Lake.
But that's a natural one, though.
It is a wonder, okay.
So, right, I don't know if it is, but they have natural wonders of the world, and then you have the seven, like, man-made wonders of the world. So Crater Lake might be one of them. I don't know. Google it.
All right,
because now I actually want to know.
I bet the Blue Hole in Belize is.
That might be on there. I think Niagara Falls is one of them. I don't remember.
Maybe Victoria Falls.
All right, Andrew, what are you doing back there?
I'm doing chores around the house.
Okay, all right. All right, here is your question. What did B.B. King nickname his guitar?
The Jazz Slayer.
The Jazz Slayer.
Not bad. Lucille.
Lucille.
Lucille, yeah. The Jazz Slayer.
He named it after the Georgetown beer.
That's also my buddy growing up, Josh Perkins. That was the name of his pool stick.
Lucille?
Yeah.
Oh, I thought you meant the Jazz Slayer.
It's not in there.
Now, what are the seven wonders of the natural world?
Grand Canyon, Great Barrier Reef, Mount Everest, Victoria Falls, Aurora Borealis.
That came out smooth.
The harbor of Rio de Janeiro. And, of course, the some kind of volcano.
Can't say it.
Can't say
it. What's first letter? Is it K?
P-A-R-I-C-U-P-A. Pia Catan?
Sure, sure. That sounds familiar.
I pee a ton a lot.
I pee a ton volcano. All right, Andrea, your question. How many astronauts manned each Apollo flight?
7.
6.
Come on, guys. Remember Apollo 13?
5.
3.
Ow, ow. Yes, 3.
Oh, 3. Yeah.
I like that. You almost had it, huh, Andrea? Yeah, you're almost there.
You went 7. You're probably thinking the Challenger.
Yep.
All right. All right, your question.
Just a guess.
What Canadian brewery did Coors merge with in 2006? 2005, sorry. I know you know
Labatt?
Oh. Labatt. I like the answer, though.
It's Molson, but I like you got a Canadian beer in there.
Yeah, that's a great beer.
Do you call it Labatt's or
Labatt's?
I don't know. I've been to Vancouver a couple times. I don't know.
Everyone I've heard says Labatt's, and you said Labatt's. You made it sound fancy.
But I was getting a big Canadian beer was Moosehead.
Yeah, oh yeah. Yeah, yeah. All right, your question. What three countries make up Scandinavia?
Oh.
Is it Sweden, Finland, and Norway?
Ooh. Sweden, yes. Norway, yes.
Sweden, Norway.
Denmark.
Mm-hmm.
Oh.
It's all right.
I think it's crazy that Sweden still has the three crowns on their...
Sweden?
Yeah, on their hockey jerseys.
Well, what were the three crowns?
Well, they used to own the other two. So they're like, yeah, we still like it.
That's a little reminder.
They're to our arrogance.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. Hey, remember.
I'd send my guy out there and like, go slash him.
With your jazz slayer.
At Marisa's, we're all about great jeans. You know, the ones that fit you just right. The ones that simply make you feel good. Because you don't just wear jeans, you live in them. Find great jeans starting at $29.90 in stores and at Marisa's.com.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This is Free Range with Von Miller, the podcast where I step outside the lines and I take you with me. Each week, we're talking everything from the biggest stories around the league to the biggest stories off the field. This isn't your average sports podcast. This is game meets culture, locker room meets living room, and no topic is off limits. So if you're into good conversations that ruffle a few feathers, join me every Wednesday and follow Free Range with Von Miller everywhere you get your podcast.
All right, your question. What was Led Zeppelin drummer John Bonham's nickname? It sounds like a
it sounds like a
drum
clown.
Slayer.
This is a drum slayer. Bonzo.
Bonzo.
Should have been Bongo.
Oh, I don't know.
Hey, Bonzo, get in here.
I like how you have a theme with your answers. Like, I'm going to guess, but it ends with Slayer.
Yeah. Well, you gave it a shot.
I'm going to start using Slayer at the end of everything. Hey, man, can I get a shot of Jack Slayer?
Jaggermeister.
You are the Jack Slayer.
I am the Jack Slayer, that is for sure. My wife reminds me of that. All right, your question. What is the best-selling video game console of all time? Of all time, I say.
Is it a specific, model?
Yeah.
So it's not just a brand.
Right, not just a brand, but the model, yeah.
Let's go Xbox 360.
I guess it's
Nintendo.
Is it a Nintendo product?
It is a Sony product.
It is a Sony product.
Oh, PlayStation.
PS. Oh, dang it.
Which number?
Two.
Two.
Yes, PS2.
Yeah, PS1
man.
Was.
Sorry.
Yeah. And they never really found the same success after the PS2.
How much was the console?
The PS2, that probably still ran you $400.
Okay.
Because my kid started with PS4, and now he's a PS5.
And those are $600 a piece.
Are they?
Brand new.
He wasn't supposed to know that.
Huh. Me and him might have a talk.
What question are we on?
We are on question number 8, Andrea. That's a great question.
Oh, you're kidding me.
Andrea, come on. Hey. You don't want to be the biggest dummy.
It's the 8 slayer.
Oh,
you
know,
if you do become the biggest dummy, I'll call you the dummy slayer. I'll at least give you that.
At least it sounds cool.
All right. Your question, other than a band member, what is a Foo Fighter?
A kung fu fighter?
A Foo Fighter.
Fighter of aliens?
Is it a kamikaze pilot?
Not a kamikaze pilot. It's an airplane pilot, essentially.
Oh.
Oh, God.
But they were the guys that fighting chased UFOs. UFOs.
That's what it was. That's what it was.
Foo Fight.
Question nine.
Still one of my favorite things ever. The Foo Fighters.
Ladies and gentlemen, the Foo Fighters.
But didn't Dave Grohl tell him?
Yeah, he asked him. Right, Christopher Walken says, like, where do I pronounce it? And they kind of mess with him. So then he goes, right, Foo Fighters.
All right. Your question, Samhainophobia. Samhainophobia is the fear of what holiday?
4th of July.
Mm-mm. Christmas. Halloween.
Halloween.
Remember Samhain? Glendon Danzig's, like, other band?
Vaguely.
Yeah. You know, because it had to be spooky.
I thought it was Minnie Kiss.
You think that Glenn Danzig would put out a Christmas album?
What is she at now? 10?
Question 10, yeah.
Question number 10.
I've never made it this far.
I know. Focus now, okay?
You got this, man.
Which way are you telling her focus? To become Big Dummy or to get the question right?
No, she doesn't. No offense. She doesn't want to be Danny.
Lock in.
All right. Your question. What is the smallest ocean? The smallest ocean.
Billy.
Oh, God. I just want to say the Salish Sea.
That's a sea.
Is that your guess?
No. The Indian Ocean?
That's a pretty big one. I'm going to say it is... It's either the southern or the Arctic. I'll say the Arctic.
It is the Arctic Ocean. Yeah.
Okay.
Oh.
I want to say...
Question number 11. You're tied now for biggest dummy there.
Pacific's
congratulations.
The biggest.
No.
Atlantic is next. Then I think it's Indian... Yeah, then the Southern Ocean, then Antarctic.
Antarctic Ocean or whatever.
Arctic. All right, your question. What actor voiced Mushu in the movie Mulan?
Mm-hmm.
He also provides the voice of a very, very popular character in another very, very popular movie franchise.
Is it Eddie Murphy?
Boom!
Got it.
Look at that.
Oh, wow.
Thank
you took the 11, Audrey. You did tie to be the biggest dummy, but you're not a solo champion.
There you go.
So I guess you got that going for you. You're starting to look at the positive side of things.
So she's tied now.
Yeah, she's joining Danny and Melody at 11.
So we have a three-way tie.
We have a three-way tie.
This has never happened. Yeah.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
This is Free Range with Von Miller, the podcast where I step outside the lines and I take you with me. Each week, we're talking everything from the biggest stories around the league to the biggest stories off the field. This isn't your average sports podcast. This is game meets culture, locker room meets living room, and no topic is off limits. So if you're into good conversations that ruffle a few feathers, join me every Wednesday and follow Free Range with Von Miller everywhere you get your podcasts.